In Montreal, the bike sharing program is actually run by the Montreal Parking Authority, which is a unique approach. We have Alain Ayot with us this evening, the executive of the Montreal Parking Authority. They have 20,000 normal parking spots, which they run in the city for cars. They have 4,000 racks or spots for bikes to be parked for free. And starting on September 22nd, they'll be launching a new bike sharing program with 2,400 bicycles in 300 stations in Montreal. Please welcome Evelyn Hill.
Developed a bicycle every city a corporation company for the social, you know, their social image, want to be involved. So a small percentage of our expense will be covered through corporate sponsorship, but the rest will be through membership. And that was very important for us. We are operator. We are an operator since 1995. I was an operator before. I used to live in Toronto. Sorry, I didn't lose my accent, but I lived in Toronto for 5 years and was a director of operation for Coca-Cola for Canada. And we know operation, and that was very important for us. So, in 2007, we received the mandate of the Executive Committee of Montreal to build, conceive, build, and operate a public bike sharing program. So, what we did, we came up with a group of experts. First of all, we have called for tender for PBS station and bike design, market study, station organization, marketing, communication plan. All done in 2 months. You have to remember, we got the mandate in October 2007. So within 10 months, we did got a system that could be launched next Sunday. In fact, I felt like Michael Jordan, the dream team. You know, we had a world-renowned designer, we have a mechanical engineer, robotic engineer, computer specialist, technology specialist. Was a big group of people who work to make this thing happen. And from the day one, everybody touched that project was passionate about it. Everybody wanted it to be a success. It's get people. You know, when you work on a community thing like that, it's you get people, and people get very involved and passionate about it. So we designed the bike, the system, and launched the design at the press conference in June 2008. Create a website to know the world that, hey, there's a solution there for you guys, because it's not only for us, if everybody else can profit of that, why not? And in September 2008, next Sunday, we'll have the press conference, the mayor will launch a program, and then we'll tour the city with demonstration platform for the next 6 weeks. Why demonstration platform? The bike are in a big 30,000 square foot warehouse, but we don't want to get 300 stations on the ground in September and take them out in November. We live in the same country, you know what I'm talking about. Last year we had over 12 feet of snow, and that's the reason we developed the system that we didn't develop. So like I mentioned, demonstration project, 4 stations, 40 bikes. We'll have a SWAT team, a bunch of teams will tour the city with the bikes and show people, and have them ride. We'll have, we can try it, test it, give a recommendation for the phase two. We can change things. And so I mentioned it was a community program. It is a community program. Community project. We wanted the public, the citizen of Montreal, to own that project. So we launched a contest, find my name, and find a lot of imagination, like I mentioned. So we had a website, findmyname.com, and people could submit name. And maybe we don't have imagination, but people does have 8,800 different names was submitted to that period. Committee selected 5 names, and now people vote again until last Friday. We could vote on the 5 names, the one they prefer. So you can look at the name. There was a Bixie, Bicic, Mon Vélo, Vélo 2, and Villa Vélo. And you can pick your favorite and see if you will win. And phase one, April 15th. 2009, we'll have 2,400 bikes on the ground, 300 stations across 3 boroughs of Montreal. That's a phase one. We think with the focus group, we had market study, we did that this number will double by the end of by the end of the year, Montreal will have a system of over 5,000 bicycles. So the system, how it's looked like, how it's worked. So it's a, we think it's the most advanced system of this kind, first because we're not the first. We learned from other people. And also we start from a clean sheet. It was very important for the system made for the North American climatic condition. So we searched, we went for another trip, and we toured the world to look at what was available, look at the best of what they have, and look at what wasn't working properly, and modify it. So what we wanted is a system easy to use, easy to install, plus very importantly, necessity is the mother of all invention, they say. Like I mentioned last year, when over 12 foot of snow, we needed a system that we can remove easily in the fall and then put back in the spring. So that was the main reason of building a modular system. But we saw other benefits after that, and we'll talk about it. All components have to be designed to work together. It has to be environmentally friendly, least possible carbon footprint, enhancement of urban landscape. We wanted a nice system. Montreal is a design city recognized by UNESCO. Toronto also is a design city. We want a system that is would be integrated into the urban landscape. Very important. And obviously, the mayor made it very clear it's not to be costly. So three words: design, innovation, and technology. On the design part, the industrial designer who designed the system is Michel Dallaire. Michel Dallaire is a world-renowned designer who designed a bunch of stuff like the inside of the Air Canada airplane, the metro, the Boston subway, the Red Line was designed by him. So very important, ride and sell, feature clean lines and sleek look, don't compromise friendliness and safety. The design element carry over to technical platform right up and face vision. So on the innovation, I mentioned that the modular system, easy to remove, easy to install, was because it's have to be removed in the winter. In fact, the system will be in operation from April 15 to November 15, and then we'll pull it out. So we developed a system which are made of module, platform, technical platform, can be attached, snapped together, can do that indefinitely. And that's a good feature. A big problem in our system is redistribution of the bike. You know, the pendulum effect we call in Paris, for example, now they give 15 minutes extra to people who want to climb up that hill that they went down in the morning. And because all the bike go from one place to another and then the truck to bring them back. If the station would be big enough, the problem wouldn't appear. The system will have excavation required. When the station is made, it's done. You have the size remain the same. You cannot change it. With a system like a modular system like we did, the station is too small. It's very easy. You put another technical platform, it takes 20 minutes and it's up and running. And you can expand it. That's a nice feature. The other feature is you have road work. The Department of Transportation asked to remove the furniture because they have to do a repair. It's easy. Same thing. Half an hour, it's removed and you put it somewhere else. Special event, big concert, big event in the park. You can drop a mega station of 500 bikes and people can ride to that location. That creates a lot of new nice feature about it. That was for the design. So it's no need for installation of external energy sources because the system is all solar powered and with battery included. Excavation and covering of platform to the street, we don't need to do that because it's a drop and go system. The platform weighs 700 pounds each.
platform. So altogether, a bigger station will weigh 2 tons. So it's a no problem for depth there. And finally, no installation of electrical or communication cable. I mentioned earlier, we are very experienced with wireless real-time technology. That's what is used to learn. That's it. So what we use, solar power, RFID wireless communication real-time, and finally, it's we try to keep a minimal environmental impact from installation and operation. The bike itself was made from scratch. The design was made by Michel Dallaire in collaboration with Cycle Da Vinci. Some of you know the Cycle Da Vinci Cycle. They are passionate people. I never saw a bunch of passionate enthusiasts to bicycle like that in my life. In fact, for the one of you who will be interested, Sunday at the CBC French, you have CBC French in Toronto, I remember, 6:30, it's called Découverte. There's a special program on the making of the bicycle by Da Vinci. It's amazing what they have this bike to do. They took a bunch of mountain bike racer and gave them a couple of bikes and threw them in the woods and they said we'll try to crash it. It was spectacular. And for us, it was very important as an operator. We wanted to make sure to put the best component possible. In fact, the manufacturer will guarantee the money for 5 years, so even with the industrial use, like because it's very, very important. Operationally wise, if we have a sustainable system, will be break even. You have to reduce your operating cost at maximum. That's what we were looking at. So the frame, aluminum frame, light, strong, and durable. One piece and the bar, covered protect all components, all cable covered for better protection. Derailleur integrated into it. So everybody uses the same system. It's a Shimano Nexus system. It's the most reliable. It does the trick. Only bike, the channel, everybody uses the same system. Derailleur and big chain protector integrated into the bike structure. The chain guard, it's not put on top, it's really integrated in the structure. We look at the... when we look at the drive shaft versus the chain, there's pros and cons for both. We decide to go with a chain, there's a tensioner, so that we prevent the chain to give you this pretense chain, so we should do the trick. Without weight, is the side to center, so we prefer to do that. But both are pros and cons. Technical platform, I talk about it, I will go over quickly. It's a drop and go system, plug and play, you can add, it's expendable independently. The bike dock itself, or the bike that goes in, standard modular unit, RFID system, the same thing as in Paris, swipe your card, pull out the bike, and there you go. You make the transaction directly at the bike dock. It's important, and for the user, it's important. It has to be quick, it has to be accessible, it has to be close to your own, close to where the person starts, and close to where it's right again. It's very important. It's very important to have a very dense network of stations if you want a system to work. Pilot project of a couple of hundred bikes won't work. You need a density of station, a lot of bike to make this project work. That's why Paris was a success. The pay station itself, a touchscreen printer, we can combine bike rental and parking space. For a city, we have a whole park meter. Just by changing the park meter to a pay station, you increase revenue by 10% overnight. Because of the ease of payment, so there's your funding for your system if you fund the system for the parking. Accept various forms of payment. We accept punctual or tourist. And the operation will be covered through membership. The only part that will remain is the R&D, and we want to share it with administrative and authority offers to many cities. Operationally, we can do it's customizable. We can take care of it. It would be a turnkey system, we take care of everything, just portion. But no matter what, we have to use a community group and team up with local partner. It's a community program. In Montreal, and it's very important, I know I will run out of time, but it's very important I mentioned that. In Montreal, we will use a community group that will hire a dropout kid, dropout from school, to help them go back to the work market. So the kid will be trained to repair bicycle and will ride through the city on the bicycle to do the preventive maintenance. So it's very important for us to involve the community around the city. So we can really A to Z. The system, in conclusion, minimizes the redeployment of bike according to demand, because we can flex the station. Easy addition or removal of station, according to you said, I mentioned that already. Easy installation of short-term station for a special event. Can take care of the upkeep of the bike maintenance. Call center, subscriber management website, the whole non-yard or part of it, depending on the demand of the cities. So it's a system work well. With another